So it seems like when you do something, you get yourself into a little flow, and I seem to be in the flow, but who knows? I think there's something about speaking to yourself unfiltered that is just very easy. It comes naturally. I think I knock myself down a lot in saying that I'm not a speaker. When I am, I just don't like being tone-policed or needing to even adapt what I'm saying to be palpable to people's processing, computing powers. So I think it would be definitely unfair for me to knock myself. And in the recognition just of that simple thing, it kind of made me want to just come here and remind people that they should also step into who the fuck they are, really. Honestly, like, the doubts are not necessary. But, I don't know. Maybe this just ends up being rambles of a mad woman's head, that this thing's going on. There's definitely things I've not spoken on, there's things I've not really had the energy to discuss or talk about. But without further ado, I don't feel like there needs to be any presentation as such, because the content is just cohesive. Let me first shout out everybody who has messaged me and I've yet to respond to. I hope you're well. If you're listening to this, I hope this can enrich your soul just in a little way. Recognize that maybe even just sitting down and breathing is so rewarding. There's many things inside of this brain of Sasha's, but I know I do definitely want to do some more lives, and it's been a moment. I've been working on the content that I'm currently producing. Honestly, like, I had COVID. Lord, I have really done the most. It's still a pandemic. We're still in a world crisis. We're underfunded by our government in the UK, and we're being failed as a community. Like, there's so much I could say, but I'll just keep it above the surface right now. Brief introduction. But yeah, a lot's gone on. I think, honestly, in myself, I only just had the time to actually reflect. I thought I was reflecting for like a year and a half, but not with clarity. I only actually started to truly reflect on my output for the past 2 years at the beginning of this year, and that was interesting because it resulted in me reducing my output, looking at my time, allocating it more, in a more regimented manner, just so that it serves me instead of depletes me. And now it's March. That's not so bad, actually. It doesn't sound so bad that it's only 3 months or so, 4 months, but it's not actually that long. Well, yeah, then I had COVID. That was interesting. It's awful. Honestly, I feel like I've still got effects lingering from it, but oh well, I digress. I think there's clearly something about just recording yourself talking instead of like caring. Like right now I'm sat here in my comfortable chair with my house robe on, warm and comfortable, chilling. There's no need for me to worry about how I'm perceived or any of that shit. I mean, still, I could be really misinterpreted in my words, but I don't know. I'm always happy to have discussions, but right now this is a one-sided discussion, so anyway, things going on. Who am I to speak? Well, it would seem that I'm somebody who holds myself to a high level of account, and I practice what the fuck I preach, and it's difficult to do so. So I'm not necessarily going around holding others to this moral high code that I have established, but I know some people have the same feelings when it comes to certain situations. Regurgitation of content, like the lack of authenticity just in individuals, clout chasing, people trying to sell something. Like, each to their own. I understand that we're trying to live in an equitable society, but if that looks like what I'm currently witnessing, don't know if it's actually my goal. It's fair and well when people are actually coming together for community and trying to, like, lift up others and not really looking for any type of thanks or praise for it, versus people who are doing it literally people who are just doing it off the back of clout, not even with any sense of integrity, like selling out to brands that have no interest in black and brown communities and have exploited our dollar and our money and our time. And honestly, the one thing that brings us joy, they've turned our wellness into a commodity. They've said to us, well, if you want to consume plants, you'll just have to buy the plants from us, pay the prices we set. Otherwise, shop around and good luck, because we're the growers and suppliers. And yeah, that's just how it goes. I don't know. I know what I do know, and I know it's not right. I think some people have been really kind and graceful to spaces that have done the bare minimum, like extended a 0.2% to 10% of the space, let alone budget. Like, I don't know, we're out here on the Plantstagram and the YouTube somewhat cultivating communities, doing the most, creating content, breaking barriers, growing, like, so many descriptive words that other people just can't associate. We're not just a business. I get that some people just want to sell you a t-shirt without any knowledge of where it came from. Like, we don't really need that much overconsumption, but some people require it, and who would anybody be to say to somebody else the way that you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with is inefficient? That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying, trust me, like, I've lived in delusion too, and it's not healthy. There's only so long it can be sustained. But yeah, Instagram, still got a lot of love for the space. Definitely need to explore my avenues, because a bitch is broke, like, seriously. And avenues of income help, so if that means doing something, wanting to do something I enjoy. I have been so fortunate to be able to read books and do some writing in exchange for life. A sustainment of life, but it's not always something that's attainable, and giving back is a high priority to me. Something I want to talk about, actually. So in the UK, I don't want to go too deep in, but in the UK there's basically anti-trans legislation being lobbied all the time, left, right and centre. Like, it's a never-ending battle. And without going too much into everything, there's very few organisations that centre trans individuals in healthcare, in any spaces, honestly. Like, maybe the past 3 years they've started to develop more, but since 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, like, there was near non-existent. There was underfunded councils, shut down spaces. But now you see a lot of fundraisers going on, and the reason I don't speak and I spend a lot of my time in silence is because I worry the things that I'm thinking are so absurd, but I do speak them to people I know. So who the hell knows, but it seems like there's a lot of fundraisers that have gone on, which I've already documented a very deep piece on once upon a time. But money has been raised in the black community, in the LGBT community, in the trans community, particularly in the UK, over at least at minimum £90,000, but at most, like, touching 480,000, but let's say 255 is what I can account and calculate for. Still large amounts of money. We have only just thought about, individuals have been talking about it for a long time, but certain individuals and arts councils and lottery hedge funds, and I don't even know who these people are. Oligarchs, clearly. They're all able to just keep going and flourishing. So they just set up the first LGBT museum, which has taken a hot moment in the UK. But I just wonder, why is there no space? Why is it that all of these groups and centres that are setting up spaces, safe spaces for people in the LGBTQIA plus communities, like, why are they failing? Why haven't they got long leases? Why are the spaces being taken away? Meanwhile, individuals are fundraising in excess of £15,000 to £30,000 a head for each fundraiser for certain causes, when spaces could be available and could be facilitated, but instead they're just plugging them back into renting spaces from I don't know bloody who. Who are these people? Like, rent an organisation. It's a business. We room or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm rambling. But the point is, there's a lot of money and it doesn't go into sustaining communities. You won't see it in a local community arts centre. You won't see it in a local library. Where you will see that money is in a building that's owned by someone in proximity to the establishment or straight up government, and they'll be paying the highest fees they can if they ever did buy land. It's just so sad. Anyway, the true digression. That's fundraisers and corruption. That's just like 2 minutes of rambles. I do wonder, but the few trans charities that there are, especially for trans femmes in the UK, seem to be set up by white adjacent people, and not even just set up by white, they're set up by white people, and maybe they have a tokenistic white adjacent person, maybe they have a tokenistic brown person that's just seriously in the sunken place, like, who really knows? But when you read their actual statements, and they're like, as a trans person with privilege earning over 30, it wasn't even 30, it was earning over £50,000 a year, I find it almost paramount to be given 5% of my income back. 5%? I'd die of shock. I'd die of shock in knowing that trans femmes and trans women, period, give back, maybe not always monetary, but they give back, period, a lot more than their bare minimum, and it's not gesture fucking gratitude. Ain't nobody need that. So, authenticity. What the hell does that mean in 2022? Is it keeping up the sick status quo? Not wearing a mask? Acting like everything's fine for everybody because you are able-bodied and have no restrictions? Is it promoting overconsumption, waste, and a lack of care? Like, I'm not even religious, but Lord knows, religion has come close since I have seen the devils. Like, religion has come close, because I do wonder sometimes, it's like, people, how long are you going to be stuck in this cycle, this repetitive cycle? Is it serving anybody? No. Maybe I am in the cycle. We're all in it. That's the truth. But what can we actually do if we think that there's certain individuals that should be carers and everybody else is just going to do the bare minimum? People doing the bare minimum. Is that not life? I don't know. I think I've definitely recognised that my issue is not speaking. My issue is not being a speaker. My issue is being paraded or turned into a pariah for the things that I speak. And it's not even like they're unfounded. Like, anything that I'm letting out of my mouth, I have definitely spent time considering. I think the world's insensitive and inconsiderate. I think this whole situation that's going on at the moment with geopolitics, like, I'm glad I'm seeing people express their dismay and distress, because what the actual privilege, like, what the actual privilege is going on? Oh, we've got spare rooms, we'll open up our doors, give us an expense. Meanwhile, benefit cuts, expenses going up, the cost of living literally going through the roof, inflation. They're lying, saying it's at like 7 to 10%. It's like 14 to 15%. Look at Canada, like, let's not be foolish. We're being tricked, and meanwhile we're convinced that criminals, oh god, I don't even know what a fucking criminal is defined as anymore, because it seems like they wear suits and ties, or they sit in houses of parliament, or have royal estates and get knighthoods. Like, if you're looking for a crook, look for somebody with a knighthood. Like, go to the list of OBEs. Like, it's an unpopular opinion, but this country is like, oh, but division, you, this is now a diverse nation that cares about putting people on platforms depending on the character. Like, well, it's funny how you'll happily tarnish every character in a hot second. Like, the lack of integrity in this country, period. Like, but yeah, I just think the same treatment that's being extended now onto, I do want to say white immigrants, but let's be honest, let's just put it all across the border and say anybody trying to immigrate, period, should get the same treatment. I cannot believe the government's even found the time, energy, or space, or money to say that we have this to support people who are doing that. You should be doing it off your own goodwill if you're not. It's beyond virtue signaling. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. It's like Angelina Jolie adopting 12 babies and calling it her good deed towards humanity. Like, don't be that person. You don't have to be. Like, I know people who pre-COVID would have happily given up space on the sofas, gone out of the houses, like, let refugees stay in the house. The issue is, when you're seeking refuge in some countries, you can't even work, you can't even do things, you're limited. So how is it we treat some people with humanity and compassion and the rest we just disregard or go, well, they're subjects of war, they're criminals, they're not welcome here? No, do you know what, there's, I don't know, it is an opinion, definitely opinionated, but there's definitely a select group of individuals that may be able to be categorised as criminally insane. And they're running our country. That's a scary thing. And now they throw out all of the Russian people and say, oh, all this corruption. But how long has it coexisted? How long have these people been in harmony, profiting off of each other's shit? Like, my language is obscene, I am so aware, but it just bewilders me. It's like everybody fell asleep. I know we didn't, because there are definitely conscious individuals that are not delirious, I'm sure. It's like a mass information, like, war or something, because they want you to think people are stupid, they want you to think people have no value, and I don't know, they don't even want you to have time for people, they want you to be working so hard to stay alive that you don't get to actually identify the bullshit you're witnessing. Clarity. That's something I've been celebrating. Sometimes it feels distressing having so many feelings and not quite understanding what the hell is going on. But other times it's like, actually, do you know what? At least I can say what the hell I'm seeing. Like, there was a point where I just couldn't, and it just used to really overwhelm me, and it still kind of does. But the tactics these fools have been using for the past few years have definitely changed. A lot of people chose silence, a lot of people chose alternative means of bullshittery, but they seem to think that we're out of this pandemic, so going forward it's like, really, you just have to be considerate of others, wear your damn mask, like, limit your social contact. But that sounds like, oh, look, you're one of these people who are all for segregation. You can chill and do things of value. Who determines what or what not your value is or is not? It was like a rhyme. But who, really? Like, you, it's innate, it's not external. It can be. You can get some clarification if you need it, but oh god, who's taking advice or opinions from people who don't even know themselves? Like, I respect people who have value for humanity, like, above anything. But you can't see her value for humanity and like the situation I've seen on Instagram, people screaming about apartheid, like oh God, segregation and apartheid. And you do want to call out that stuff when you see it, you're just like, oh Karen, relax. You're on your high horse. But actually, even quantifying that into such a simple ideal of a Karen trope is just like, no, you don't even get to be Karen, you are delusional. How about that? So the times of needing to filter yourself, maybe they're still upon us, maybe they're coming to an end. But I was always a little bit scared to speak about my unfiltered voice because, you know, white nationalists and supremacists do definitely exist. And they definitely don't want to see people thrive, but the point is, I'm not trying to make myself thrive. I'm just sharing an insight into my brain, my thoughts, and the things I'm experiencing, and trying to platform individuals who deserve to be, if that's what they choose. Some people want privacy. But that in this day and age, near impossible. But yeah, definitely not touched many subjects. It was so unscripted. Just rambles. I might not even play it back to myself. I might just upload it and go YOLO. But I hope having a little insight into just a few things gives you a little clarity. Yeah, the world's an interesting place. Sometimes it feels like shit, other times it's like. We'll continue to do what we need to do little by little. I'm always happy to offer the little energy that I may have within me, if it's needed, reach out, don't hesitate. Yeah, I'm sorry I'm sporadic and MIA, but I hope this is some sort of, I don't know, compassionate hug that your spirit may have needed. And yeah, I'm always happy to start a new chapter. Just messaging me, like, hi, it's April, how are you doing? But in the meantime, I don't know, speak, don't let them bitches take your voice. Don't let the constant feeling that nothing's changing change you. The only thing that should be affecting you and your character is your journey. If other things are, then you're either too caught up in something or surrounded with the wrong influences. Yes, that was my stomach. You can't win all the time in these scenarios. But YouTube, very interesting. Definitely need to see more black and brown people. I think the issue is actually taking up space on so many levels. It can be complex and complicated. Like, it seems like a very simple thing. You just say, take up space, and yes, there you go, you've done it. But there's some individuals doing the right thing, speaking on topics that need to be discussed. And I'm sure that's enough fulfillment for many as observers, because the gift of observation is definitely a bloody joy. But in the meantime, I think it's time to tap out and leave you with them rambles. If you have any thoughts, any questions, anything you'd like me to potentially discuss, if you'd like to come and have a chat, let me know. We can record a phone call or something. I don't know how these things work. Still getting with it. But for now, peace.